Network.
Okay, let's go to Bill in Los Angeles. He may have some info on what's happening with the flu. Bill, what's going on today? Bill, okay, John, you're giving me a new list then. Who specifically is first up in this new call list? Sean in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? Can you hear me?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I have a question. I was in the military from 1992 to 1996, United States Navy. And my concern is that when we were in boot camp, when you first get there, the first week, and anybody that's been in the military knows what I'm talking about, when you first get there and you go to medical, they line you up and they shoot you up with a bunch of different shots with air guns, and nobody knows what these things are. So I'm wondering, I'm really concerned. I got a nephew going in.
Well, let me tell you. They have put troops in chambers, murdered them with nerve gas, Project Shad and others. They have injected you with cancer viruses, other experimental vaccines. They use you like white lab rats. And so you're concerned about it. Yes, that's the main reason you can't join the military, because they test eugenics, soft-kill weapons on you. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, but I mean, is there any way to, you know, maybe the Pentagon, we can find out what are in these shots that they're injecting us with? I mean, So we're aware of what we're getting ourselves into, or not me, myself, I already got it.
Well, the Pentagon is not supposed to give you experimental shots unless you consent. Even if you're in the military, you have the right to refuse experimental shots. That's illegal. It's also a violation of the Geneva Convention. But they don't care. They still give you experimental shots illegally and won't tell you what you're being given. But it always leaks because then they order the base positions, the MDs, to take it, and they're the ones that always lead the revolts against the anthrax, the smallpox. They admit the smallpox and anthrax were killing and maiming the troops. But no, if you're not a medical doctor, they just ignore you.
And one more question I had, Alex. Just say, you know, the president signs executive orders to force us to get the swine flu vaccination or any flu vaccination. I mean, those of us that have families, a lot of us, what are we actually supposed to do? I mean, if we say no, they're gonna you know, I guess we have the option to say no, but then...
Well, sir, they've already signed the executive order and implemented it under Level 6 for forced inoculation and quarantine. That is in effect. The question is, it's like taking a safety off on a gun. The question is, they're already saying they can do this. Of course it's illegitimate. They say they'll put you in prison for 2 years and give you a big fine. It's illegitimate. And the majority of people I know are going to say no. Unless they release some real deadly bioweapon and scare everybody into taking it. That's why it's so important, because we don't know exactly what's being planned.
So, I mean, basically, we say no, period, point blank, we're going to jail. I mean...
Well, you notice they try to come up and say, oh, don't you want to take it? You need to take it, because they know what they're doing is unconstitutional. Look, I appreciate your call. We're going to discuss it more. I'm not taking any more calls unless people specifically have info about the police being trained with the military for checkpoints and quarantines and lockdowns. I want to hear from everybody your take on the flu. We'll cover that in the next few days. But I want to leave the phones open so that specific military and police and firemen and nurses and medical workers who are being told they've got to take it, we know that's going on. Okay? All color of law. The executive order's there, but they say under the executive order, they can force you. But they say they're not forcing you now, but they're still ordering medical workers to take it. That's in the news. So I want to hear specifically from police about whether you're going to take it, firemen, whether you're going to take it, or if you have intel on drills. I've confirmed with emergency managers in January, before this stuff even started, they were getting ready for quarantines, lockdowns, checkpoints. We just played a lady from the Army saying she was training with the local state police in California, the CHIPS. I've confirmed the Army and Marines are doing secret training, but they won't say for what. And they are putting liaison officers in Oregon, in Texas, in California, and other states, regular Army in the police department. So we know a lot of this is going on. We want specifics. 800-259-9231. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. all good men and women. Call us. Let us know. Give us the intel. Only if you have that intel. The phones are open for you. We're going to your calls in about 30 minutes.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJSeed.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJSeed.com. Order now.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah. Blinding the hills. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will. Taking their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Well, we have the immortal Waylon Jennings' son, a great musician in his own right, Shooter Jennings, joining us for the next 30 minutes or so. Then I'm going to take specific calls only on intel from police, military, and medical workers about forced inoculations and quarantine that's starting to come out in the news. What are you being told behind the scenes? That's coming up. And we're going to get Shooter next time he's in Austin, Texas, in studio for a full hour with us. You know, I'm a big Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings fan. I love the Highwaymen. Grew up listening to Waylon Jennings. And we got a world exclusive today. Shooter's album isn't out yet. And the new song is called Wake Up. We're going to be telling you a little bit about that coming up before he leaves us and playing a few of these new tracks off of his new album that's coming up. But we found out that Shooter is a fan of the show, and we're a fan of his work and his dad's work. And so we thought we'd get him on here, talk about his music, talk about the New World Order, and talk about what his dad would think today, looking at the politics going on in this world, because Waylon Jennings did pioneer outlaw country music. So it's good to have you here, Shooter.
Man, it is great to be here, Alex. It's nice to meet you. Like I said, I'm a fan of yours, and when I was doing this new album that I'm going to play this song off of here, when I was doing this record, I did a lot of research into your world and what you do and people like David Icke and all these different writers and the whole, everything going on. And one thing that me and my girl Dre, my fiance, we're like big fans. We've gone through all the stuff, and we watched Dark Secrets inside the Bohemian Grove because that was a big part of my kind of research and what I was going to write into this album. And I was looking at that, and that must have been, that was a trip, man. And I have to say, I have to get your approval because I actually used a sound clip of some of the sounds with the crickets and everything that were going on in the background and used them on the song on the record.
I'm honored, Shooter.
Well, it was just one of those things that when that funeral pyre and that whole thing was going on, it was a trip, man. I mean, I literally watched it probably 10 times. It was so freaky. You must have been freaked out being there.
Well, I mean, at first I wasn't freaked out till I saw the old men getting really upset and excited, and they were taking it very serious. And I realized, my God, I'm really in the middle of a Eyes Wide Shut type meeting. So I'm honored that you did that. Of course, Shooter was born Waylon Albright Jennings, was born Roland, the only child of Waylon Jennings and Jesse Coulter. He lived his first few years in the crib on his parents' tour bus. He said, I thought everybody's family was like mine, he remembers. Again, it's great to have you here. When did you start waking up to this whole global system, and what would your dad think of the world today?
Well, you know, it's interesting you ask that because my dad was a very individual. He had a very individual political view because he didn't really ever support anybody that was in office, but if he could recognize when things were done right and wrong. But I think if he were to see what's going on now, he would agree with us 100%. I mean, there's a farce going on and the world is changing and it's getting closer and closer to being in the grip of the United Nations and everything that's going on. It's scary.
Well, you know, we know we've got Willie Nelson against the New World Order. He comes on the show. So it's great to hear from Waylon Jennings' son that Waylon would have been on board against this. But I mean, what else would he do? He was a great guy and a great patriot. So getting back to you, Shooter, when did you start to figure out there was a bigger picture?
Really, my kind of awakening to all of this was in the last 3 years. I really didn't pay as much attention to what was going on, and I'm a real big fan of Coast to Coast AM, and I've been listening to that for about 15 years since I was in high school, and I have to attribute part of it to David Icke, because even though his philosophy is pretty nuts at the end of it, you know, his message is ideally the true message. When I heard him on the air, it completely made me start digging. And I had known about you, but then I started watching all your episodes. I mean, I watched all your stuff on the swine flu when that first broke, and your interview with Icke, and then I Bohemian Grove, and really dug into that world, and then kind of absorbed as much of this as I possibly could. And
sure,
kind of found.
I mean, Icke is a visionary and has certainly woken up tens of millions of people. And his idea of the mind revolution, breaking free of the control paradigms, is just absolutely powerful. So we're blessed to have David. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you know, but for me, after I absorbed all of it, you know, it made me look at the world differently. And I'd already started, the reason I started caring is because, you know, I just had a daughter, and she's going to be 2 in November. And that there was something that my woman had been telling me to do for years, but I didn't figure it out until I had this little girl who was living with meaning and really digging in and the representation of truth and the importance of truth and being a true person. And it really changed the way I motivated my life. So when I found out about these things, I felt that it was, I had to dig, and I had to find all the answers myself. And I studied, you know, the Masons and went deep into all these different sects. And I have all these books, everything from the occult to the other thing. I just familiarized myself with what was going on and the terminology and everything. And it really brought me to this completely, I feel like a completely different person when I see the world. And I see how much of it is just right there in front of our faces with the television and in school and things they do, the way they set you up, you know, for life. you think that your whole job is to make money and die, but you can make a difference, you know?
Absolutely. And that's what's so exciting about the awakening that's happening across the board. That's why the controllers are trying to bring all these different control mechanisms in. Your website is shooterjennings.com, and we'll put that up on screen.
All it has is tour dates. You know, I'm actually playing tonight with Willie in Newkirk, Oklahoma. You were talking about
I saw
that.
Tell folks about some of your tour dates coming up. You're playing with Willie tonight.
Yeah, playing with Willie tonight, and tomorrow we're playing in Abilene, Texas. And then we had a show with Cross Canadian in Lubbock the next day, but it got canceled because of this Texas Tech stuff, so we're all going home. And then we're launching a tour with this band, J.J. Gray, in Mofro. So you can, you know, we're just kind of out there preparing for this album to come out, and then when it comes out, we're going to go do a big tour with that. But the album is such a different step, and it has such a, it's rooted in exactly what we're talking about and waking up. The whole album is about truth and waking up. And so I'm excited to get this music out there and really go and promote something that I think could maybe wake up a couple people.
In fact, we've got your website on screen right now.
It looks like crap.
No, it looks great. Stop it. No, but it's got an alarm clock, and it's flashing in green, wake up. And we're going to go to break here in a moment. We're going to come back in with a world exclusive here on the air, Shooter, and I appreciate you doing that, of your new title track, Wake Up. And so I'm excited have that here.
There's no better forum for this song, and I knew that it was the opportunity for the first piece of music to be heard, and it would be right here, and with this song, it's perfect.
Well, that's exciting, and obviously Willie likes it because you're playing with him tonight. Say hi to Willie for me. I haven't called him in the last few months, and I need to stay in touch with him. We all get so busy. Months and months just flip by, but tell Willie I said hi when you see him tonight.
He's no stranger to that, neither is any of us, so I absolutely will, buddy.
We know what he'll be doing on the bus this evening.
Reading books.
Yeah, reading books and oh my God. Oh, you know, it was fun being with Jesse Ventura and Willie on the bus.
Oh man, I bet that was insane.
Oh, that was insane. That was insane. Up there playing chess with Willie too is always fun at his house. Okay, Shooter. We're gonna go to break here in just a few minutes. Tell me about some of the other songs on the album. You say one of them's got some kind of background stuff from the Bohemian Grove in it.
Yeah, that's a song called Summer of Rage that I have on the album. That kind of deals with the coming police state to some degree, and you, which you're no stranger to. I mean, that you got all those movies you made about it. And it's like kind of dealing with, you know, it actually deals with them building the mass graves in the state and things like that. I mean, there's, you know, it's a pretty heavy song. But the whole album, it doesn't all deal with this. It's like there's moments that touch on this, but it touches a lot on the truth and love in your heart and the importance of that and the importance of two people being that, like two people in a, you know, two points connecting is like the most important thing on the planet. So it deals with basically all these things, you know?
Well, it's like that Don Henley song, Inside Job.
Yeah.
We're
going to
change the world individually, one person at a time. And when we stop watching so much TV, when we stop fighting with each other, when we start really getting centered and not being as materialistic, that's when we can actually see the wider universe and not be completely controlled by Madison Avenue.
Absolutely. You couldn't have said it better, man. That's the truth. You know, and that's a lot of the focus on this. And that's, I'm really proud that we've worked over a year on this record. And it's like, I feel like it's going to be something that, if anything, will express the importance of truth, you know?
When is the record coming out? I know this is a never-before-heard song we're about to hear, but when is it coming out officially?
It's going to come out sometime in the early 2010. We're aiming in February, but we don't have a firm date yet. We will soon. But we were originally going to put it out in November, and we pushed it back because we're kind of working on some other components to make it a little bit better and bigger and more of an experience.
Yeah, you will sell no wine until it's time, so you're crafting it. Well, it's a great song. We're going to come back after this quick break and play it. And we're also going to play a song where you guys did the music and your father, Waylon Jennings, is singing. And, of course, I guess you're Waylon the Second, but you go by Shooter. There's also the myspace.com/ShooterJennings, so people can also check out your MySpace, or just Google MySpace Shooter Jennings, and you'll find it. That's a cool name. If I have another son, I can name him Shooter. I never thought of one that cool. All right, Shooter. Shooter, stay there. We're going to come right back to you after this quick break. Again, it's myspace.com/ShooterJennings or just ShooterJennings.com. Son of the legendary Waylon Jennings. We'll be right back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family could have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
They say good fences make good neighbors. For you, my friend, this might be true. But you still gotta put bars on the window to the soul inside of you. Thank you. is in your mind when you're a child. With that fear and that guilt and the rules, they teach you that you're just a number. As they program you in school, so by the time you're out in their world on your own, you've been trained not to bite the hand of the cruel. Well,
well, that is part of Wake Up, and there's a bunch of other tracks. Boy, I tell you, Shooter, that is just awesome music. It sounds like a mix of a whole bunch of stuff, a little bit of a Pink Floyd sound. What would you say the main influences on your music are?
Man, it's all over the place. I'm a radio DJ as well on a Sirius station. I just play a lot of different music from rock to country, blues, funky. I'm kind of all over the place. So inspiration for me comes from everything. I'm a huge Pink Floyd fan, and I'm a huge, you know, Willie Nelson fan. I'm a huge Nine Inch Nails fan. I'm a huge, you know, Funkadelic fan. It doesn't matter. I kind of go across the board. So it's all over the place. It's kind of a stew.
Well, that was only half of the song in the time we have today. We're going to play some more coming back, some of the other tunes. But if it's cool, I'll play the whole thing tomorrow.
Yeah, you go for it, man. I'd love for it because I really feel like it's kind of an anthem for the people that listen to your show and things like that. I do believe in it like that, so I would love for you to.
Well, I mean, it's got a huge sound. I mean, this needs to be a big hit.
Well, we'll see. You know, radio don't really play me, but I feel like that, you know, if you play me, that's the target audience more than some of either country or a rock justification. I feel like it's about just getting the people. So I'm happy if you play the song.
Well, I'm happy having you here with us. When we come back, well, getting into some of the lyrics, those are really powerful, revolutionary lyrics. I mean, you're absolutely
Thank
right. It certainly fits
much.
On this show.
Thank you very much. Well, I mean, you know, it's kind of saying that you don't have to pay attention to these kind of barriers that the world and sets up for you when you're, you know, that's what they're doing, and they're setting it up so they got you in a box, and it's like just you got to wake up and start living, you know.
Well, the biggest thing is getting outside the little fear box, these little bubbles we're in, and then the social engineers close the bubbles down smaller and smaller, where everybody's just scared to death if they don't dress just right and look just right and say the politically correct thing, whether it's liberal or conservative, that their friends and neighbors won't like them.
Oh, I know, man, and there's nothing worse than that because you're just a sheep if you live like that.
Shooter Jennings, son of Waylon Jennings, is our guest. We're going to come back, play some more tracks off his new album. Also a piece that he did with his father, Waylon Jennings, on the other side. Then I'm going to your calls. Carrie in Alabama is a police officer and Navy folks and a nurse on the flu. Stay there. We're going to your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cowbin Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cowbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at Infowars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cowbin Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love of the Calvin Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
His son, Shooter Jennings, and that's Waylon Forever is the name of that album. I had never heard that. Boy, that is some great stuff with your dad.
Thanks, man. You know what actually happened was when I was 16, my dad and I went and cut this album, and the music was I was doing all the music, and it was on keyboards and drum machines and stuff. And I basically took those tracks that never got released and went in with my band 2 years ago. We were called the 357s at that point, and we went in and cut an album. It was basically Waylon Jennings and the 357s. And so it's the vocal tracks from the album we did when I was 16 with updated music, and it's pretty cool. It's like 45 minutes, and it's pretty psychedelic, and he does a cover of Cream's White Room on it. It's pretty wild, man.
And Hero Fant is the name of the new band that you head up.
Yeah, Hero Fant. It's like the tarot card for the Hero Fant is basically the character that devotes their life to bringing the truth and God's message to the people. And so it's like a kind of a protector of ancient wisdom and things like that. So with the new album, we're going by Hierophant, and I got a couple new dudes in the band, and we're like going out there attacking this message.
No, that's a great name. I mean, that's just awesome. So it means truth. Man, that is exciting.
Thank you.
You've got another song, not from your new album, that people just heard a world exclusive from the song Wake Up. I'm going to play it in its entirety tomorrow. We're almost out of time here. But you're going to be coming to town, too, in Austin in November to play at Stubbs. And we're going to have you here in studio the day before you play.
I can't wait, man. We're going to have a good time.
Do you have that date in November yet in front of you?
I don't have it confirmed yet, but I soon will be. It'll be up on our website on shooterjennings.com, and I'll coordinate with Rob over there with you. So
okay, we're going to play one more song or part of another song, but while we've got you here talking about the New World Order, then we're going to the phone calls from police and others about the flu situation. Anything else, Shooter, you'd like to add to the audience?
Man, I just want to say that I love what you're doing, and everybody out there, truth seekers of the world, you know, you have to. Yeah, if you dig, you'll find the truth, and it'll set you free.
Okay, you want to play Gone to Carolina?
You got it. It's on Electric Rodeo, and this is one that maybe some people out there have heard, so I figured we'd throw them a Southern Rock jam.
All right, this is Shooter Jennings. Here we go.
Every time I think I smell that sweet southern rain, takes me to a station on the long black train. I wanna hear the wind blow and feel the earth move below me. In spite of all the good times, I gotta rest my soul. So I'm gone.
Son of Waylon Jennings, and we're definitely going to have him in studio when he swings through Austin. It's great to know that he's traveling along the same path as us, looking for truth and exposing the corrupt New World Order. That song, Wake Up, was getting into eugenics and how the globalists want to kill everybody so they can fill their fat, bleeping bellies. And look what Rob Jacobson walked in with. Newsweek, the case for killing Granny, with an image of a plug pulled out of the wall, teaching everybody in the socialist system that people have to die so others can do well. He's playing with Willie Nelson tonight, the First Council Casino in Newkirk, Oklahoma. So you can catch him there this evening. If you're an Okie from Muskogee, you can definitely get on over there. And more tour dates at the website, ShooterJennings.com. Shooter, it's been great having you on, brother.
It's been great to be on, buddy, and I hope to see you soon.
God bless you, my friend. What do you think in closing of this flu situation?
Oh, God, dude, don't even get me started about the vaccine. That's the thing is that, you know, they're going to keep vaccinating everybody, and they're going to keep changing, having another excuse. The donkey flu will be next, man. I'm just waiting on it. I get it. I'm sick of that.
Shooter, God bless you, and it's just been great having you here, and we love your dad.
Oh, well, I appreciate it, man, and I love you guys, and just keep doing what you're doing. You're inspiring a lot of people, including me out here.
Take care. There goes Shooter Jennings, ladies and gentlemen, ShooterJennings.com. Now, I'm looking at that call board, and TJ says he's an eyewitness to military checkpoints and drills for martial law, and he hung up. Keep the phones open for TJ. TJ, you call back in right now, 1-800-259-9231. And tomorrow and Sunday, we're going all flu all the time, covering this, going over it. I'm going to recap that in the last 2 minutes of the show today, but I want to go to calls now. Carrie in Alabama, who's a police officer. Mister from Minnesota, retired Navy. Glenn, a nurse. Dr. Laura, Illinois. Wonder if that's Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Carrie in Alabama, police officer, thanks for holding while Shooter Jennings was on. Tell us what you know about the quarantine talk.
Well, I haven't heard anything about quarantine here in this city yet, but I know they said they were going to shut all the schools down if they reached 20%. Right now it's at 9% here throughout the county. We had like 6 cases of the swine flu that was actually here, but that I know of some of those people, they did survive. It was students, though, but it's going around the schools at this time. And
they're telling you 9% have it now?
Yeah, it was 9% throughout the whole county. It was 9% here. Not the actual swine flu. They only had like 6 cases of that here. But the total county, if total county reached as far as like just flu period, or kids get sick at 20%, they were going to shut down all the schools.
What do you think's going on? I mean, this flu's hardly killing anybody. It's weak. Why are they talking about forced inoculations and checkpoints in some areas of the country?
I don't know, but I will say this. Earlier during this summer, FEMA did give a class for the local authorities here throughout the county for federal emergency management assistance going to other cities or states and like that. And they did, that I know of last year, our department, they forced everybody. We had to go get a bio suit for either biohazard or nuclear. Something nuclear. I mean, I asked the question. I mean, the red flag went off in my head, but I didn't really see anything about it. I mean, really thinking about it.
What do you think's going on, and what do the other officers think?
Well, I'm trying to get them turned on to it now, because like I said, I woke up to it 2 months ago, and like I said, I've just been watching you and doing my own research, and it's nuts, man. This is crazy.
Well, a lot of police in New York are trying to order the police and nurses to take it. They're saying no. If they order you guys in Alabama to take it, what do you think's going to happen?
Probably pure hell. It's going to be chaos. I know right now they're not forcing it here. I do have some people or some friends in the medical field. They say it's voluntary at this time. They can take it if they want, but they don't have to take it. It's not mandatory at this time. But more likely, it probably going to exceed to that to mandatory if something does happen.
And all right. Carrie in Alabama, keep our number. Stay in touch. God bless you. There goes Carrie. Let's go to Mr. in Minnesota, retired Navy. He says he has some info. Go ahead.
Hey, God bless, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I joined the Navy back in 98. Got diagnosed with colon cancer in 99, so that changed everything, my naval career. Became a master at arms, which is naval law enforcement, in 2000. Then, as we know, September 11th came in.
And why is a young person getting colon cancer? Go ahead.
That's a good question. I had that for myself, and that was the reason why I was medically retired from it, from the discharged in 04.
Yes, sir. What's your info on this?
Okay, here we go. So my main billet was Marine Cadre, and that would involve direct integration with the whatever base that I was located at. and taking whatever security duty section was on at that time, and if the word came down, to directly integrate with the civilian law enforcement quadrant in our local area.
So you're talking about the Marines and the Navy integrating with local police.
Correct. Now, at any naval base, there's a military law enforcement division, and that division has the authority to go, with given, to go out into the civilian population.
And that's the point I've made, that we discovered this in the late 80s going on illegally. Now they're just now announcing it to the public. This has been a long-term program.
Correct, and that was what I was directly involved with. If the word came down, say, if 9/11 didn't go the way that they may have planned and revolt happened, we got stepped up to Con Delta at the time before they got the color system. That's the highest that there is, and we went to full-blown waiting for people to storm the gates and going out and securing different checkpoints throughout the Jacksonville Mayport area.
So as a person in the military, was it Marines or was it Navy?
Where I was at was Navy because we had the manpower. Now,
were you trained at these checkpoints to open up on crowds if they tried to overrun you?
Oh, yes. We did several drills, in fact, in the pre-September 11th, months leading up to September 11th, of crowd demonstrations. And also I participated in a force-on-force drill where I basically infiltrated the HSL squadron and planted simulation explosives throughout the squadron area.
Yeah, the military's training for the American people to attack them. Now they've taken that military training down to the smallest towns, teaching them that gun owners are going to be the terrorists.
Right, and at the time, I was completely brainwashed, like I said. Long-time listener, first-time caller, and at the time, there's people that are probably just as bad as I was, where they're so involved and so ingrained and so entrenched in the camaraderie, the spirit, the core, that they forget about, you know, human and civil liberties.
Well, listen, I'm going to do at least once a week now where we open it up for police, military, and insiders. Call me back again tomorrow or Sunday or next week. I'm going to do this more and more because I get these emails from folks like yourself who can never get through. We're going to have more people come on and blow the whistle. Thank you so much. God bless you, sir. And TJ says he's an eyewitness to all this, but then he hung up. TJ, 1-800-259-9231. We're keeping that phone open unless it's another whistleblower about the checkpoints and quarantine info. Let's go to Glenn in PA, a nurse. Go ahead, Glenn.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. I'm a registered nurse in Pennsylvania in the suburbs of Philadelphia. I do private duty home care work through an agency, and I inquired of my boss the other week if she knew anything about this vaccination being made mandatory, and she said she was going to a meeting and get back to me. I spoke to her today, and she said it was really sort of a de-emphasis. So one thing she said is they're changing the protocol. Instead of calling for two swine flu shots, they're changing the protocol to be only one swine flu shot. So I guess instead of three shots, it's a total of two, one for the regular flu and one for the swine flu. Because apparently they found that the one shot was effective. So that's, you know, the only information they have about that it's not, that it'll be, cutting down the number of shots. They're saying there's a real de-emphasis on the idea of it being mandatory. I don't work in an institutional setting like the guy from UCSD Medical Center did or anything like that. But apparently she claims there's, no indication that at the moment that it would be mandatory.
Are they trying to make medical workers take it like they're doing in New York?
I can't speak for the institutions in the area, but this is, again, I work in home care through an agency, so that's sort of outside an institution.
I understand
setting.
You get dispatched out to people. Well, right. Continue to keep our number as this develops. We know under level 6 they have quarantine, forced inoculation. We know they've been drilling for it. We're trying to find out if this is just a federalization drill to practice federal and UN control, or if they're really getting ready to go with this. So thank you. That's encouraging that the evidence I see is that the people aren't buying it, so they're backing off a bit. Is that what you're saying?
Either that, he's gone. Either that. No, I'm not. Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Either that or they're trying to create a temporary de-emphasis, and then they'll whip it out later and say, oh no, it is mandatory. You know, but at
exactly.
the moment, they're trying to play down the inquiries, you know.
So that the hysteria can grow and then people beg for it. Hey, the case for killing Granny. Why not? We'll be right back. I mean, these eugenicists are just right out in the open. Cover to Newsweek. Final segment, more key calls straight ahead. 800-259-9231.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más.
All right, let's move quickly to Shane in Tennessee. Says they have copies of medical emails. Shane, give us details, please.
Excuse me?
Shane, give us quickly details, and I'm going to Dr. Laura.
Oh, yes, sir. I just want to tell you thank you for all your help in fighting the New World Order, Alex.
Thank you.
I got an email this morning from a friend that works at West Tennessee Healthcare here in Jackson, Tennessee. And on this coming Monday and Tuesday, they are preparing for a mass vaccination of all employees.
Yeah, see, that's how they do it. In California, some areas, and in New York City, it's in the news. They're just ordering everybody to take it, but they're not saying there's not a law. I mean, does the email say they're going to make people take it?
It says we just received flu vaccine and are implementing a mass vaccination for all of West Tennessee healthcare employees with Monday and Tuesday being peak distribution days. And this is coming from the health and wellness services from the local hospital here in Jackson.
And this is the H1N1 supposed pig flu.
Correct.
Can you send me copies of that and black out the headers, or we'll do it? Just tell us if you want it blacked out. So, everybody's intel. Send it to Hartman at Infowars.com. CC it to Kurt at Infowars, because we're going to go full-time now covering the flu here.
Okay, we can do that. I just want to tell you thank you so much for all that you're doing.
And thank you, Shane. And I'm going to jump because I want to get this, everybody. But, yes, we'll continue to take calls. Thank you, Shane. I don't mean to be short. We just want to cram everybody in here. Dr. Laura in Illinois, what's your intel, doctor?
Yeah, hi. I'm Chamberlain, not Schlesinger. And, okay, I just wanted to let you know, I've been talking to the Cook County officials here, the elected officials and the city officials, and they're not aware of any forced vaccination going on here at all.
We're looking for is preparations, drilling the police and military to carry out quarantines.
Yeah, no, they're not aware of it. They're looking at me. They kind of have this blank stare like, huh? And when I tell them that, you know, this is becoming quite an issue across the country. Like, people are arming themselves over this issue. They just are assuring me that they have no orders now.
Well, that's good news then. It may just be they're telling some military and police units, which is in the level 6 material, to train for this in case, but that they're not getting ready to go with it. And that's what I wanted to get to the bottom of. I don't think we've gotten all the way to the bottom, but if you're up in Illinois and near Chicago and they haven't heard about this, then that's a good sign.
That's exactly right. Now, I do want to let people know, Dr. Russell Blaylock and Dr. Bill Beagle have about an hour-long YouTube called the Nutramedical Report. And
I've had them both on the show, and I had Dr. Blaylock on last week. Yes, we're familiar with them.
So they talk about what to do if you are, in fact, forced to somehow have the vaccination. There's a whole list of things that they recommend. So go on YouTube and find that out. That's great. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you, Doc. I got to jump because we're out of time. Again, tomorrow, Sunday show, Monday, we're going to be spending a lot of time. We'll have some other guests on about the economy and healthcare, and we're not going to get diverted completely by Kanye West or whatever his name is and the jackass comment. We're going to talk about real issues that actually affect you and your family here, and we covered it in the last 4 hours. So if you missed any of it, I broke down the big picture, what I think's happening in the first hour. So retransmission at Infowars.com, and the audio streams is coming up. The free podcast, over 180,000 people downloaded today for free. Just click on the listen button at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and it takes you to the Infowars podcast where you can sign up for that absolutely free. Keep spreading the word about the show. The light of day will expose the new world order. That's why this show needs to grow. Great job, crew. See you back tomorrow. Retransmission starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.